Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Revelle, and this is ValueSign.com at the close for Monday, November the 1st. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit ValueSign.com. As the markets call it a day, down in Washington, they're still wrangling over Biden's spending bill, and in New York, markets hit record highs. That, plus today's market comment, coming right up. Well, he's rapidly becoming the most influential senator on Capitol Hill. Joe Manchin, the senior senator from West Virginia, is the epicenter of the current debate over the Biden spending bill. He is, after all, the deciding vote, which will determine whether and how much of the plan will pass the Senate. It's a back-and-forth battle that clearly centers around this one man, and today presented some interesting twists and turns, as Manchin was holding a press conference to declare that he and others in Congress need more time to determine the fate of the spending bill. While cross town at the White House, it was reported by Reuters that Manchin would go along with the Biden plan. The mind boggles. Just adding one more point to this debate, Treasury just reported in saying that they're going to need $1 trillion to pay for the last fiscal quarter. That's up a mere $300 million from what they projected just 2 months ago. It's only money, I suppose. Meanwhile, over at Broad and Wall, new records in the market indicators, as we saw particular strength in the NASDAQ, powered almost single-handedly by Tesla. The electric vehicle maker has agreed to let other vehicles charge up at their supercharger stations. The result being that Tesla rose over 7% today, and helped power NASDAQ to that record. Overall, stocks, oil, gold, and cryptos were all up today. Only bonds continued on the downside. Stay tuned now for our market comment. The lockouts begin. Well, welcome to the first day of a brand new quarter, a special quarter, in that it is always the time when corporations come together to strive to reach their overall goals, and then to tell the world about their accomplishments. For the sales and marketing department, it's the last few weeks when they can reach ahead to make those objectives that they set at the beginning of the year. For finance and accounting, they're already looking forward to the year-end financial statements and annual reports, for which most companies will be written at the end of the quarter. For management, it's a time to rally the troops, remind them of those goals, and to look forward to board and shareholder reports, hopefully reports that are full of accomplishments and awards. For us as investors, now is an opportunity to look at the macro environment and project what lies ahead for American business and industry. Last week gave us some indication of what to expect in this all-important Q4 2021. In that week, we had all five of the big five stock market leaders report, and here the results were mixed. We had positive results from both Microsoft and Alphabet Google, but overall poor results from Facebook, Apple, and Amazon. Amazon was perhaps the most stunning, as their income was nearly cut in half. Now, overall, we'll mark these five results as barely a C+. And a big caution flag going into this last quarter. Next came the preliminary estimate of Q3's GDP report. To say this was a surprise would be an understatement. In this report, GDP had declined to a growth rate of just over 2%. Shocking. Yet there were some analysts who saw this coming. Most of the street felt that the report, however, would be much better than it turned out to be. And most of those who saw the economy as weak did so on the basis of the Atlanta Fed's estimate in their GDP Now report, which incidentally, since the last report, has declined to a mere 0.5% growth rate. That's stall speed if ever I saw it. Together, these two sets of results present us with probably the best big-picture look at where we stand right now. Anyone reviewing these results should approach Q4 with extreme caution based on the two reports. Now, the fourth quarter is the quarter when retail sales shine. It's the time of the holidays and those special year-end sales. Certainly, retailers across the country are hoping that repeats this year. However, right now, retail sales are not looking so good. Over the past 6 months, retail sales have only been slightly positive, with the 2 months of May and July showing a decline in sales, so a big question mark goes next to the consumer and to retail sales. I expect that the two big negatives in the economy, inflation and the supply chain woes, will continue about the same, and there is nothing coming out of Washington or corporation headquarters to indicate any change here. So mark prices and availabilities to remain a drag on the economy. All of which brings us to Washington and what we can expect coming from our nation's leadership. From the Fed, we're likely to see the beginning of the taper, and that to be announced by Chairman Powell on Wednesday and to commence just a couple of weeks later. I doubt that this will have a dramatic impact, but it should take a bite out of financial liquidity, and that can't be considered positive. The other branch of our federal economic leadership will come from Congress and the Treasury. Now, who knows where Congress is going, as they seem to be in complete disarray. But I do think there is a high probability that we will see higher taxes going forward, and I must not be alone in this, as you'll remember that Facebook took a much higher tax reserve in their quarterly report. So, look for higher taxes straight ahead, something that will not be positive. Finally, we come to labor, an area that I think will be the real wild card this quarter. As we discussed yesterday, I believe this quarter will be the beginning of the great lockout, a time when many, perhaps most, leading companies in the country will begin locking out their employees. Over the weekend, we saw American Airlines cancel thousands of flights, presumably because certain of their employees refused to comply. I think this is the beginning of what will metastasize into a very, very large problem for our economy, as American companies have taken it on themselves to establish the nation's health standards, something that in and of itself is unprecedented. I do, however, believe there is an analog, and that analog was the second quarter of 2020. You may recall that this was the time of the economic lockdown, when various governments, principally governors and mayors, locked down their economies, mandating that people should quarantine at home and that non-essential businesses should close. I believe that this new policy by principally corporations and businesses will be to lock out their workers, and it will have much the same effect as the lockdown. Now, lockdown 2020 saw the nation's economy drop by over 9%, one of the largest declines in the history of the nation. And I think that's possible for lockout 2021. So overall, as we enter the fourth quarter of 2021, we should all prepare, both in our daily life and in our investments, for a substantial impact if this new trend of lockout continues. Lockout 2021. That's the trend to watch. And that's thevaluesign.com for Monday, November 1st. For all of our podcasts, articles, references, and charts, visit valuesign.com. I'm David Revelle. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work.